You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's July 16th, 2026, and welcome to episode 191 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I'm your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning, I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you for tuning in to the program today. It's pretty wild here in Minnesota right now. We've got some wicked wildfires. That's got my neighborhood looking like Silent Hill. They're way up north, but it's stinky and it's weird looking. On this week's show, I'm going to be talking about the latest video game from Night School Studio and Netflix titled Unhinged. As always, though, let's kick things off with a look at the news. Glenn Schofield, creator of the Dead Space series, is retiring from video game development. Today's story comes from Jordan Midler at Video Games Chronicle. In a video posted to LinkedIn, Schofield thanked his family and friends as well as his fans, saying, "You supported me, you invited my team's games into your homes, you told me when I was good, and you told me when I wasn't good, but you made me better." Schofield came to prominence for most players with Dead Space and his work on the Call of Duty series. His final game, The Callisto Protocol, was in many ways a spiritual successor to the Dead Space franchise, but it received mixed reviews when it released in December of 2022, just a month before EA released a critically acclaimed Dead Space remake. The article goes on to say that in 2025, Schofield revealed that he was struggling to find funding for his next project, citing difficulties across the games industry as developers struggle for backing. He had pitched a Dead Space 4 to EA recently and also raised a few eyebrows when he stated last year that he was, quote, 100% behind AI in game development, going on to say, "I've been there for a lot of these moments. I was there for the beginning of the internet when they said everyone would have a website, and now everybody does. AI is here. Just work with it." Nothing seemed to take off, though, and he decided now was the time to step away. So best wishes to Glenn on a happy retirement. Netflix has been dabbling in video games for a while now. They actually have some pretty cool party games on the service that you can play with your phone as a controller, kind of like the Jackbox games. But Unhinged from Night School Studios is the first one that I've seen that is a single-player narrative-focused game. And if you're not familiar with them, Night School are the folks behind the Oxenfree games. So this was pretty much a must-play for me because I really enjoyed those. The game follows Ava, a young woman who's trapped in her apartment due to a Category 5 hurricane raging outside. And while she's hunkered down, waiting out the storm, her building loses power, and her only communication is over cell phone with her neighbor, Claire, who lives right across the street. After trying to check on one of her neighbors down the hall, Ava discovers that there is somebody else lurking around the building, someone who is very much up to no good. Being that this is a Netflix presentation, they brought in some star power for the voice acting. Zoe Kravitz plays Ava, and Sadie Sink from Stranger Things is Claire. And since this is a video game, and he had one day free where he wasn't booked for another gig, Troy Baker is in the game too, obviously. And all of the acting is really good. It's very solid. Both of the leads do a really good job of selling the fear of being trapped in this building while being stalked by this psycho creep. Now, the really cool thing for me is the way that you control and interact with the game. At the title screen, you scan a QR code, which connects your phone to the game. And your phone then basically mimics Ava's phone in the game. When your neighbor Claire calls or texts you, the audio will play from your phone, or you'll need to look down at your phone to read the texts. And pressing the flashlight button on your phone turns it on in the game, with you moving your phone around to point it around the dark hallways of the building. It's really neat. I don't know if this is the first game to do something like this, probably not, but I found it very effective and very cool. There's some nice little touches too, like a scene where Ava takes a pretty bad fall, and the next time I looked down at my phone, there was actually a crack in the screen. Maybe I'm easily amused, but that got a smile out of me. That was neat. There's not a ton more to the gameplay, mostly exploring and moving the story forward, but there are a few moments where you need to find the right object to point and click on before a timer runs out and the stalker gets to you, and that was fairly tense. My biggest issue with the game is that it feels very rushed. The game only takes about 30 minutes to get through, and I think it would have benefited from taking its time a bit more to build up that tension or develop the characters a little bit. I didn't really learn much of anything about Ava or Claire or who this creepy villain is. You're kind of just thrown in. The guy starts chasing you. Big dramatic finish. What's there, what they do, is very effective, but I think that there was room to expand on things, you know, bump it up to, you know, like a 90-minute experience and really draw out that tension and make you care about the characters and their safety. It almost feels a bit more like a proof of concept, you know, like kind of like PT was, rather than a fully fleshed out game. That being said, given that it's included with a Netflix subscription, if you have one already, and the novelty of the phone mechanic, I still recommend you check it out. It's cool to see them really leaning into the novelty of how you experience games on Netflix and doing something kind of unique. Night School is a super talented studio, and I'd love to see what they could do with a follow-up to this that had a little more room to breathe. If I were more pretentious, I would call myself a foodie, but I'm not a douche. But going out to eat is still one of my favorite things to do. I love it. I love going to restaurants, and not just snooty James Beard-nominated restaurants. Every once in a while, I just want to go shovel disgusting fast food into my gaping maw. And one of my favorite fast food restaurants is Taco Bell. The Crunchwrap Supreme, the Cheesy Gordita Crunch, maybe some Nacho Bel Grande. You know, it is maybe the textbook definition of delicious, but also not very good food. Here's the problem, though. Right now, the U.S. is in the middle of a nasty outbreak of cyclosporiasis, an intestinal illness linked to contaminated food or water, with cases reported in more than 30 states. Thousands of people are suffering from this parasite, which is commonly spread through fresh produce, such as fruits and vegetables. Symptoms include explosive diarrhea, nausea, stomach cramps, and fatigue that can last for weeks. Sounds like a blast, right? As part of the investigation, authorities have identified Taco Bell as one of the potential sources of the parasite. The restaurants have even pulled certain ingredients off of their menu. And maybe, normally, I would say, you know, what the hell? I'll take the chance. I'd probably get diarrhea from going to Taco Bell anyway. But the thing is, I have Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease that affects your stomach and your intestines. And that means eating a chalupa could literally kill me. I won't be running for the border. I will be running for urgent care. So I guess if I get a fast food craving this week, it's going to be a Whopper for me. The king would never hurt me like that. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, I'm your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week, and don't forget to save.